You're listening to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host, Louise Clark, your parenting partner, parent coach and mentor. I run a successful parent coaching business and an online business called The Conscious Family Organizer. It's my pleasure and passion to help you end the struggles you face in your life as a parent and create the joy, ease, and freedom you deserve. You deserve to have the family life of your dreams. You deserve to feel energized in your role as a parent. But I know the paralyzing effects of nagging, kids not listening, and being on their devices all the time, the frustration and overwhelm of life as a parent in the thick of it is a very real thing. It's something I've known personally, and I'm here to help you find a new way to parent in the thick of it. If you have any questions or want to learn more about me, please visit my website at yourparentingpartner.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Your Parenting Partner and join my Facebook parent coaching group, The Conscious Parent Community, and watch my videos on YouTube, The Parenting in the Thick of It show. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening in on the show today. I'm excited to be sharing this topic because I get asked all the time, how do you deal with having three teenagers in the house? For those of you who don't know me, I have three teenagers. I have a 13-year-old boy, a 15-year-old girl, and a 17-year-old boy. And trust me, the hormones can be crazy at times. And I'm often asked, how do I do it? How do I deal with it? Do I lose it? And I say, of course I lose it. I lose my shit regularly. But I do know how to get out of it, pick up the pieces, and hopefully repair the relationship in the event that things have gone downhill, which they do. But teenagers, they are such incredible beings. They can trigger us like nothing else can. If you have teenagers in the house, you will know exactly what I mean here. And if you're curious to find out more about the brains of a teenager or the brain of a teen, Dan Siegel wrote a fantastic book called Brainstorm. And in it, he highlights just what's going on during the teenage years. And it is huge. It's a whirlwind going on in their brain. They're wired to be impulsive, reactive, know-it-all, highly emotional, and also highly socially engaging. They love the whole social scene. So put all of it together and the teenage beast can trigger us and take us to new heights in our parenting. They're super unpredictable in their reactivity. They can lose it over seemingly nothing. You're like, what did I say? And meanwhile, the door slammed. And also, they're prone to not take the things seriously that we think they should be taking more seriously. And it really can be difficult to manage. And they can bring out the teenage beast in ourselves if we are not able to control and tame our reaction to them. At the end of the day, we're the adult, or should be. We have the choice and knowing to take the high road. We know that if we meet them in the ring and the teenage child in me comes out and we have a bit of a teenage fight, it's a gong show. It's crazy. It never, ever bodes well. So in the moment, I always remind parents to look beneath the behavior. If your teenager is reacting in a way that you don't like, then A, don't take it personally. But B, take a moment to just ask yourself, what's going on here? Why are they behaving like this crazy child? And sometimes in the moment, you can't work it out. And in those circumstances, just really try to say nothing at all. And that doesn't mean you're letting your child get away with it. It simply means you won't have a fight in the moment. Once things have settled down, you can go and speak to them, sit on their bed, ask them, hey, is something going on? You were crazy explosive up there. You know, what's up? And usually what I find is that there's an unmet need beneath the behavior. And more often than not with a teen, it's because they need some support and they don't want to admit needing it. And their reaction is to defend their fear of not knowing. And sometimes they also, they fear having to admit that they've made a mistake. So they defend themselves and shout at us in an attempt to make themselves feel better and feel right. You know, going beneath, thinking of it as being an iceberg, and sure, sometimes a crystal ball would be awesome. Wouldn't it be great if we could look in a crystal ball and it totally told us what was going on in their heads, why they reacted the way they did, and finished off by saying, okay, mum, you need to control your reaction. You do not need to jump into teenage beast mode yourself. You do not need to meet them at that heightened level where they are. Instead, you need to not take it personally, realize that they are in an out of control teenage moment, and zip it and say very little until you can respond in a way that will meet their needs. And, you know, on the days where I do join them in the teenage ring, and, you know, just because I do what I do doesn't mean I get it right all the time. Absolutely no. Sometimes there's an absolute shit show here in this house. And afterwards, I always go back to them and I say, listen, I'm really sorry for how I reacted. Something in the situation triggered me big time. I shouldn't have said what I said. I apologize for acting like a child. And I ask them for a shuffle and redeal. My dad always used to say that to us, shuffle and redeal. Let's start again. Let's have a makeover. Let's redo this. And, you know, doing that, you role model to them that it's okay to make mistakes. We all screw up sometimes. And we want them to be able to admit they've made a mistake, apologize for having made it if it's involved someone else, or apologize for the fact they might have been disrespectful in their heightened, impulsive, reactive, emotional storm. And that's a good thing for them to be able to admit that and make amends afterwards. So I'm hoping that this quick podcast will help you if you find yourself caught in a teenage storm, that just to take a pause, take a breath, remind yourself that joining them in a heightened, reactive, explosive state never works. Saying as little as you can in the moment and letting them just ride out their storm is a better thing to do. And to support them with what it is they need, what's underneath it all. And you can ask them afterwards. And as I said, it doesn't mean they're getting away with disrespectful behavior. You can have a discussion about what they did and how you found it offensive, disrespectful, whatever and however. You can bring that up with them. And usually when they're settled, they're a bit more responsive. And I've even had my 17-year-old now turn around and say, Mum, you know, last night I lost it and I said all those things. I didn't mean it. You know, I don't mean it. I love you and thank you for being the mum you are. And let's start over. And that was just the most amazing thing to hear from me as a mum, because clearly what I've been doing, he has picked up on some of it. And it's exciting when you can see them learn from you and develop the behaviors that you would like them to take on board. So thank you so much for listening. I hope this has helped you. If you have any questions, do email me. I can be found at louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And there's also a ton of really great blogs on teenagers, two of which I summarized Dan Siegel's book, Brainstorm, which I mentioned earlier. They're under the teenage section in my blog on yourparentingpartner.com. Till next time, bye-bye.